views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. I just was having a chat with Carter here, and for the past few Mondays on the New York side, it has been raining and cold and dreary, and I was thinking about how it impacts my mood and how it's impacting my mood. So it's interesting, and it goes a little bit with our conversation for today. I want to talk to you about living outside your comfort zone, or the buzzword comfort zone. It's used a lot, and we see these inspirational quotes kind of all over the Instagram and Facebook about doing something strange, doing something you wouldn't normally do, breaking out of your routine. And we've coined it comfort zone. And it's not a new term. It's actually been around for a long time, but it's where we have our everyday routines and sort of what I was saying about the weather. Sometimes when we're in these situations that have to deal with environmentally, a lot of times that's when we are pushed to expand our comfort zone a bit and get out of our comfort zone to stimulate change, a mood change, a job change, a career change, a home change, a relationship change. And it doesn't mean where you're quitting your job today and getting a new one tomorrow, but there are changes, you know, the way that we do things, the things that we don't normally do, out of our routine, out of the norm, out of our normally daily routine and tasks that we do. And we've, you know, I want to talk today and also bring faith in. So I want to talk about this from a science perspective and from a faith perspective, because we've seen the same inspirational quotes about, you know, stepping out in faith. And what exactly does that mean? The faith is asking us to get out of our comfort zone. You know, one of my favorites is faith is like Wi-Fi. It's just there. And a great scripture for this is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, of things not seen. And that's, you know, it's part of what faith is. It's just having a trust, right, that things will work out, having faith that things are happening the way that they're supposed to happen, having faith that all things will work out for our good. And that has a lot to do with comfort zone, because it's, you know, part of comfort zone. And we'll talk more in depth about this, but part of the comfort zone is surrendering, giving up that control, you know, going out of the norm and taking a chance to see what will happen. And it's scary, you know. I mean, I want to share with everybody and share with you about how I lived in my comfort zone for a long time. And I don't know, I felt like life just kind of happened, like just, you know, went by there. I guess for me, the difference has been for the past 6-7 years now, I've been so active in my life and and not just the standby. Like I just haven't, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm a participant and I'm participating. I'm not controlling. And we'll talk about the difference in that. And I might be letting life happen, but I'm participating in it. And it's a huge difference. It's such a big difference. It's a big difference in my levels of joy and fulfillment. You know, we'll talk about how this impacts body confidence and mind fulfillment and soul synchronicity. Soul synchronicity is a big part of living outside of our comfort zone, or I shouldn't say, let's not say living outside of our comfort zone, because that's a little bit of a misnomer here, is that we going outside of our comfort zone are moments. We don't, you know, living outside of our comfort zone, when we say that, that means that we could be potentially living in a state of anxiety, in a state of performance anxiety, to the point where we don't accomplish things, where it's too much for us. But it's sort of like, you know, I kind of feel like it's, you know, dipping your toe in the water, where you're going outside of your comfort zone, and then you're coming back into your comfort zone. You're slowly doing it. You're slowly exploring. You're taking smaller steps. And we'll go through some of those things that I've done, and some of the things that I'd like to share with you that are just, you know, I don't want to say that they're minor, because for some people this is a big deal. It's a performance stress. It's a performance anxiety. And but they're smaller. They're like little bite-sized things that we can do daily or every other day. But taking an active role, again, being that participant in saying like, oh, I'm going to put my toe in the water and see how it feels. And then I could always pull back. I don't have to go diving in right now. And there are times in our life where we are going to go diving in. We're just going to, you know, and I'll share that with you as well, where I just was like, okay, this is, you know, I'm just going in, I'm going to do it. And then I have that faith. And then I call on my faith to say that, you know, this has been put in front of me. This is an opportunity that, you know, I can't miss out on, or I can't let go. And this is something that I'm going to do. So we'll explore all that, but it's pretty cool. The whole idea of comfort zone is it's about having faith and getting out of our comfort zone is almost like putting ourselves under tests, under stress, under suffering, under conditions that are uncomfortable for us. And it's where growth happens. It's where we, in fact, this morning I was looking at somebody's Instagram and their post was, you can either step forward into growth or step back into safety. And I think it's, for me, I do that where I step forward into growth, but then I do step back into safety. I think that's an okay thing. I think that's, for me, it's again, putting my toe into the water, seeing how it feels, and then pulling back. But also, you know, we'll talk later and I'll give you some tools about talking yourself through that uncomfortableness, because part of that growth is being uncomfortable. I can remember, moments of sweating, you know, doing something so uncomfortable that I'm sweating and I'm giving myself the pep talk and I'm talking myself through it. I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And going forward and doing it and, you know, just kind of seeing what happens. But I will say, even if the result maybe didn't work out for me, or maybe I was guided on a different path, it's a muscle that I exercise, you know, stepping into that comfort, out of that comfort zone, but stepping into growth and stepping into faith it's that muscle that I continue to exercise daily. And I have this, you know, I have this conversation for those of you who have children, I have this conversation a lot with my kids, and especially with them, because they're so, they're so immediate stimuli focused. You know, they want answers now. They have so many things at their fingertips. So they want a reaction now. They want a solution now. They want a result now. And I say to them, especially with faith, is that sometimes no answer is an answer. You know, sometimes we're put under these, you know, uncomfortable conditions, stepping out of our comfort zone. And sometimes there is no response. Sometimes stepping out of our comfort zone is purely about exercising that muscle of dipping our toe in the water and you know, dipping it in, pulling it out, maybe going in a little bit further the next time. So this is something that I talk a lot about with my children. You know, it was interesting. My big guy is going through something now. He took a chance. He stepped out of his comfort zone. He joined a program that he is not liking at all. And he's been praying about it. He's been stepping out into his faith about it. And he's not really getting an answer about what to do. And him and I have been talking about that. That's the answer. Right now, he's in a situation in a program that is uncomfortable, but it's also testing him. It's also pushing him. It's also him exploring his boundaries that he hasn't explored before. So rather than him pulling himself out, he's choosing to stay in and see how he can grow through this. You know, this is a program that at the end of the day, he learned that it's not a program for him, but that doesn't mean that we can't learn from the situation that we're in. And that's too part of the comfort zone. This doesn't have to be about, you know, sometimes when we look on the internet at these quotes or at inspirational messages, it's about bungee jumping or skydiving, you know, or quitting your job today and just pursuing your passion without planning or organizing. And so stepping out of your comfort zone can be something that's done daily in smaller pieces. It can be done in a major way, and it can be, it can be done by just dipping that toe in the water and pulling it back and then going in a little bit further. So when we get back, we're going to take a short break. But what I'd like to cover is I'd like to talk more about what is the comfort zone exactly from a science and from a faith perspective. I'd like to talk about why it can be so hard for us to move out of our comfort zone. And the big thing I'd like to talk about is what can we benefit? Like, what is the benefit that we can derive from breaking out of our comfort zone, and how do we do it? So when we get back, this is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive By Gen Radio. And so let's dive into comfort zone, okay? So simply put, our comfort zone is this behavioral space where our activities and behaviors fit into a routine and a pattern that minimize stress and risk. So it provides a state of mental security. So the benefits are, we can benefit in many ways by regular happiness, low anxiety, reduced stress, because my favorite is kind of, talking about the morning routine. We get up the same time in the morning, we know exactly what's going to happen. And it's interesting. It's when for whatever strange reasons, sometimes it happens where the morning schedule will completely change. And then the night before I'll have to run through and completely change how things have to happen in the morning. And it's like, wow, it's like, okay. And then I go to bed and I'm almost like, wow, I gotta make sure the alarm goes off on time. So it's funny how it happens, and it can happen with very minor things. It doesn't have to be like I mentioned before, this doesn't have to be about completely changing a job. This could be about, where all of a sudden, normally we leave the house at 7 and the next morning for some strange reason, we have to leave the house at 6:30, but totally, I can feel myself coming out of my comfort, out of my comfort zone. So, and what's interesting is in today's craziness where there is a lot going on, there are a lot of stressful situations, especially in the world today. That comfort zone becomes a strategy for us, and we keep our routines because it's safe. There's no thinking. There's no, right? It's again, going back to that morning routine. I mean, if you think about it on your own personal level, you wake up, you know what goes next, you know what happens next, you know what happens next, you know what happens next. And that's it. There's no thought process. It flows. It's very habitual. It's a pattern and it feels comfortable. So in everything that's going on in our world, when we're uncomfortable with that and we're unsure, then again, we can go back and rely on these comfort zones. So when we get bombarded a lot from the outside world with stress and with what's going on, then it's very easy to fall and stay within our comfort zone, even when for us personally, it may be time for us to expand and jump out of that comfort zone into something that's a little bit more uncomfortable. So maybe it's about changing jobs. You're doing your job differently or asking for a different responsibility at your job or something in school or something in your relationships. You know, so I bring this up and I share this with you because you just have to, you know, being aware that you're feeling super comfortable in your patterns, you have to see if that's still serving you. You have to just double check if this is serving you. And again, you know, from a faith perspective, this is where something happens in our life that shakes us and we're relying on our faith and the belief that all things are working out. But again, it's for me personally, when things happen, I rely and I look to faith and I pray to get me through this and to give me the strength. But I also like to look at, you know, that silver lining where, okay, what's happening now in my world? What's being shaken up? What is changing? And what can I do to grow from this? What can I do to learn from this situation and really personally grow and help others to grow from this situation? Because that's how we keep moving forward. That's how we step forward into what, you know, what we're going to do in the future, what we're growing into. So just be aware when you're feeling so comfortable. You know, a long time ago there were tests done, and what they were showing is that our comfort level provides a steady level of performance. And though, however, in order to maximize performance, there has to be some level of discomfort. There has to be some level of anxiety. When that level is too high, it actually negates it. It actually, our performance will decrease because it's too much. It's too much of the unknown. So there's that fine line of feeling that uncomfortableness where that's when you're like, okay, so this is uncomfortable, but I know that I'm excited about getting to the other side. And step into that faith, step into believing, into knowing that, you know, all things are working out for your good. There is a good plan for you. And keep using that as your self-talk, right? Because this is when before I mentioned about some tools for getting you through that uncomfortable situation is, that's what I do. I have that constant self-talk about what I'm growing into, what I'm learning, what I'm doing. I can do this. I am doing this. I am, if I'm going to take on another position, I put myself in that role. So I am a leader. I am a believer. I am blessed. You know, it's that constant self-talk with those positive words that keeps me going and gets me through those uncomfortable situations when I'm stepping in and out of my comfort zone. So the science perspective, this, you know, the science part of it is it's like competition, right? It's like being in a competition, even when you're playing a game. I don't know if you ever notice, right? When we say that they're friendly games, or, but when you're playing a game, all of a sudden that little level of competitiveness comes and you're like, oh, I want to win this. And then, you know, you maybe will take a chance in a game or in a competition that you wouldn't normally do, or you can run a little faster, or you can perform a little bit better. And that's where that additional anxiety comes in and helps with that performance. And the same thing we can just do in our daily life. So if you, again, it's the perspective. It's how you view things. It's how you look at things. So in our daily life, when we're, and I'll use it from, you know, from my own experience, in fact, it's interesting. This is a perfect example. I have a call tomorrow that it's with a lot of people. It's about a subject that I don't know a lot about. So today I'm going to do my research on it. And I'm feeling that level of I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. I'm presenting something that I don't know a lot about. And I'm feeling that that discomfort. However, I know that this call could launch me into doing additional things. It's a very needed call for a next step. And you know, worst case, what's the worst case? Maybe I do bomb it, and that's okay. But however, what I will do is I will prepare myself. I will do the legwork to be ready. And then what I'll do is when I'm on the call and I start to feel that, it's like that, right? That little feeling in your stomach, you start to get, you know, I call it excitedness. I don't like to call it anxiousness. I like to call it excitedness. Excitedly happy, excitedly. Those are the words that I like to use because it just gives, it puts me in a different state. It puts me in a different perspective. It puts me in a different state of mind. So I'll then take that as my performance anxiety and I'll use that during the call. Like it, what happens with me is I tend to be more alert. I tend to sit up in my chair. I'll tend to be so focused. I'll get my laser focus on. And then what's interesting is I'll go through the call. I get off the call and then I'm like, whew! It's like that big release. But it feels so good. So embrace that uncomfortableness, I'm tapping my, you know, I'm putting my toe in the water and I'm like, you know, doing the research. I'm going to do the research. I'm not going to the call completely unprepared. I'm not going to dive right in. I want to share with you a couple of scriptures that I like to use that, that really get me through those moments. And the first one is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 is, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I say to myself, that's right. That's part of my self-talk to myself. I am strong. I am courageous. And doing those things, that's part of what builds that muscle. That's what builds that strength. It's just doing. It's doing it, experiencing it. It may not go perfect, and that's okay. And it may not work out. And I don't know if it is going to work out. I believe that it will. I believe that it's going to work out exactly how it's supposed to work out. So those are all the thoughts and the processes that there might be a chemical reaction happening in my body. And I can work with that. I can deal with that through the conversation that I'm having with myself, through the actions that I'm taking. My second favorite one is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 is, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So those, like, I'll tell myself, I am powerful. I am loving. I think fear is a good thing. Fear can be, you know, there's a place for fear. There is a place for fear. So I'm not telling you that I'm walking around. That's not the case at all. There are moments though when I got to dip that toe in a little bit further. I have to talk myself through that fear. I have rely on my faith. I understand what's happening in my body. And so I can talk myself and do it and see what's on the other side. We're going to take a quick short break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about this. I want to give you some examples of what you can do daily on breaking out of the comfort zone. Just some little things that have paid dividends for me in my growth. And we'll be back soon. This is Thrive by Gem Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back. This is Jen. So we're talking about comfort zone. And what I'd like to kick off with now is, like, why? Why should we, you know, what are the benefits of us moving out of our comfort zone? So first off, comfort kills productivity. So what happens without a sense of uneasiness, without a sense of that little level of uncomfortableness that pushes us, then we fall into the, you know, I call it comfortably mediocre. You know, it's like mediocrity. It's we're just comfortable. We're gonna do, you know, it's sort of like getting ready in the morning. There's no thought to it. You just do it. You don't change it. You don't change it up. Maybe you're not doing your hair differently. You're not saying it's the same hairstyle. You just, you know, you're not any sort of excitement, any sort of exuberance. So we just get comfortable. But unfortunately, that goes into, you know, I'm being very minimal here when I describe getting ready for the day versus this happens in relationships. This happens in your relationships. This happens with your children. This happens with your job. This happens with friendships. So this comfort, this, you know, the productivity seeps over into other, it seeps over into all aspects of your life. You'll be more productive when you start to get that little uncomfortableness. You'll start to be more productive. That, you know, if you do it in your job, you'll start to come up with new ideas. You know, it really brings out creativity. I noticed that was a big thing for me. I was craving creativity because I'd become so comfortable. Like I knew exactly what to do, or I knew exactly, you know, when, especially with nutrition, I know what works. I know what to do. And then all of a sudden it becomes comfortable and boring. That's when sometimes we start creeping out of a routine, and we start experimenting with foods that aren't right. They're not in our routine, but then we get into a little bit of trouble because now we're picking these foods that we really even shouldn't be looking at, but we want that excitement. So know, you know, when we're doing things, our behaviors are clues and it tells us what's happening. So if you find yourself bored, you're not stimulated, you're craving creativity, it's time to get out of your comfort zone. Pick an area and start dipping that toe in the water. And later on in the show, we'll talk more about just little things that we can do so we can get that going for you. We can break out of that and get some productivity going. You'll have an easier time dealing with unexpected changes. You'll have an easier time dealing with maybe big, what you consider like big disruptions to your day. So when you're in a place, so let's take, I'll use myself as an example. I don't want to say daily that I stretch out of my comfort zone, but it's often that I do stretch myself and go past my comfort zone. So when something big happens, it doesn't completely sideline me. It may rock my world, but I can deal with it. I rely on my faith. I know I have that self-talk. I have belief that all things are working out the way that they're supposed to. So it's that I can deal better with that uncertainty when a big change comes or when something comes that I just didn't expect. It's much because I'm putting myself through that by stretching my comfort zone more often than not, then I am familiar with that uncomfortable feeling. So it's just, again, it just helps us. It's a tool, right? It's another tool for dealing with what happens. And life is unexpected. Life happens with unexpected things. You'll also find it easier to push your boundaries for the future. It's once you start stepping out of your comfort zone, it gets easier. And it's like a muscle. I always say it's like a muscle. It's just so that productive discomfort becomes more normal. And what's interesting is it's to the point where like now I find that my discomfort needs to be a little bit stronger because now my new comfort level has been stretched. So now I need to push it. Now I need to take those bigger leaps and bounds to get that uncomfortable feeling. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing. It's a constant growing and learning. And again, it's, you know, you can look at yourself today. And if you recognize yourself from the person from just a few years ago, then that's another idea. You know, that's another little aha moment of saying like, okay, maybe I haven't stretched my comfort zone as much as I should because I haven't changed much. I haven't grown much. My beliefs are still the same. You know, challenging your beliefs is a great way to stretch your comfort zone. Hearing what other people's beliefs are. We've become so mean in today's world about, you know, our way is the only way. And that's, and it, unfortunately it's resorted to just, cruel violence and just anything but love. But seek out friends, seek out coworkers, ask them their opinions about things, and be open to listening. Be open to having your ideas challenged. Be open to having your beliefs challenged. It's conversation for stretching those boundaries. And again, it makes you, you know, I've become so much more compassionate. It's built my compassion. There are beliefs that I still hold, but hearing others' beliefs has helped me develop compassion. So again, this isn't about, sometimes I guess what I found, I'll give you this example, because this was a conversation I had last night. Someone, and I had done, you know, my show on forgiveness a couple of weeks ago, and somebody said to me, again, tell me that forgiving someone doesn't mean that I'm making that behavior okay. And I said, no, that's exactly what it does not mean that. And I sort of feel like, in a way, when we talk with each other about our beliefs and we can have a communication amongst each other and with each other about different perspectives, you don't have to change your perspective. You don't have to change your belief, but you should grow through it. You should grow and hear others and hear what they're thinking and hear their thoughts and see if you can learn something or see if you can apply something to your life. So just be open. Just be open to that. It's interesting. Sometimes too, what happens is when you start to push your comfort zone, you're growing. And what starts to happen is you have to look at what you're believing. So the person who I am today is so, so different than 5 years ago. And that person of 5 years ago, I don't have her same beliefs. My beliefs are so different. But I have to always ask myself, what am I believing? Am I believing about the person I'm growing into? Am I believing, like, in my faith, you know, God is moving me to do some very different things. And I'll talk more about that on another show, but I'm taking on a completely new identity. And I have to ask myself, you know, this new identity has challenged a lot of my behaviors in the past, a lot of my behaviors. So I've had to ask myself, is that who I am, or is this who I am I becoming? And so my behaviors have changed, my beliefs have changed. So again, moving out of your comfort zone is about you and about you growing. So ask yourself, you know, do you still believe in the things that you did years ago? Are you a different person? And that's from moving yourself out of your comfort zone. We're going to take a short break. In our final segment, I'd like to give you some ideas on how to break out of your comfort zone, some little things you can do, some big things you can do. And I would love to hear about some things that you've done to break out of your comfort zone. I'd love to hear stories of growth and how I can support anybody in their growing and just becoming just a really, you know, amazing version of yourself. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. This is Jennifer Zellup on Thrive by Jen Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jen. I'm powered by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, feel free to visit my website, jenniferzellup.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. And also, too, you can see there's a couple of different coaching programs that I offer. One that's totally do-it-yourself. It's just a great way to build a foundation for making changes like this, for expanding, you know, out of your comfort zone and just little things that you can do. You guys can all help me with this. I always say I'm growing a better version of myself, but I don't like the word better because it sounds like, it sounds a little negative to me. So we'll have to come up with a new term about, you know, what we're growing into. So let's, for our final segment, I just want to give you some things that you can go and do today that you can, I always like to leave you with action steps so you can start implementing this in your life and start to see results, you know, start to take action today. So do everyday things differently. And what do I mean by that? Simply take a different route to work. And also too, a great thing, just so you can start getting in touch with that, you know, that little voice inside, you know, I call him God. But you can just start to get more in tune with yourself. And it's interesting. I just was having a conversation with the producer and I said, you know, I had thought of this, a particular person literally within the last 2 weeks. And he reached out to me today, you know, out of the blue. So it, again, that's soul synchronicity. And a lot of getting out of your comfort zone has a lot to do with soul synchronicity. So ask yourself as you're walking out the door, you know, say, show me an alternative route to work. Which route should I take today? And see what happens. See what route, you know, you get shown. So again, just doing everyday things differently. Try a new restaurant without looking at the menu. Just like walk in. If a new restaurant has opened up in your town, just go. Don't even look and see, you know, see what's on the menu. Just go in. My favorite thing to do a lot of times is when I go out to a restaurant, I ask the waiter to order for me. And it's awesome. You know, I mean, if there's something that you completely, you know, like despise that, just say that, just, you know, leave whatever, just order for me and don't pick the fish. So it's, that's easy. So, but those are little things that, you know, again, it's just, you'll start to also get in touch with that. I call it excitedness. Sometimes we call it anxiety or nervousness, but you'll feel it, right? I get it in my belly. That's where I start to feel it. But again, it just is you getting in touch with your body and those physical things that start to happen. It's like calling, recalibrating your reality. So if you've been putting off something, then do it. If you're procrastinating, do it. Just do it. Just block 2 hours out of your day. And it doesn't mean you have to finish it. I know that there are a couple people listening right now that are writing books, and maybe have been procrastinating a little bit. Just sit down and do it. Take 2 hours and do a download. So those little things again, right? Doing things every day differently. Set the alarm 15 minutes sooner. Get up 15 minutes earlier. For me, that was a game changer. That was a big game changer when I started altering my morning routines, because it did. It provided me with enough excited nervousness, enough of that excitedness. It was a stressor for me. So when I play with that, when I play with my morning routine, it really sets me up for such a productive and creative day. This is funny. I want you to consider two different things. One is I want you to say, take more time and make decisions. And then the other side of this is I want you to make some snap decisions. So there are if you're a snap decision maker and taking your time to make decisions will help you tune in to your inner self. That's where that soul synchronicity comes in. So it'll give you an opportunity to have that conversation of like, whoa, what is going on here? Not so much what can happen, but how are you feeling about it? Tapping into your soul synchronicity and talking to that inner voice of yourself, saying, what are some alternatives that we can explore? What is the perspective here? And then the flip side is that if you're somebody who overthinks things, then what's uncomfortable for you is making that snap decision. So, make a snap decision, make a snap call. It doesn't have to be monumental. These can be really small. They can be small decisions, dipping that toe in the water. So it doesn't have to be major. Just a snap decision on, I don't know, maybe you consult everybody on what's for dinner. Well, just make dinner. You know, something as minor as that, but it can cause enough of that uncomfortableness for you that you'll get to know that feeling. And then it's a muscle, right? We're activating that muscle. So, book a small weekend trip, do an overnight trip, or simply go for a drive and drive out of the state and see what another state looks like. Even you don't even have to do it overnight. Sometimes I'll take a long drive and I'll go to, I've done to New Jersey, Delaware, but I've gone to New Jersey and I picked a beach for the day and I just went to the beach. And again, it was a snap decision. I went to a space that I was unsure about and just let it be just let it happen. Just let life happen. And it's, you become that participant. So stepping out of your comfort zone, they could be little, they could be big. You can take it slow. You can jump in sometimes. Sometimes the situation just requires us to jump in. But it can be a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful thing. A lot of growth can take place, development. You know, maybe there's, you can put in little action steps. If there's a great way to get out of your comfort zone is if you have a hobby and there's a hobby that you've put, you know, on the back burner because life has gotten in the way, maybe book some things, just book it. Just book it today. If you're an artist, maybe there's an art class that you wanted to take, or maybe there are tools that you wanted to buy that will help you work on your hobby. Just do it. Just see, and then see what happens. And hone in on that part of your body that, you know, you can feel that little push, that little nudge, and that excitedness. And just, you know, it's just wonderfulness. Wonderfulness will happen. So again, feel free. You can reach me at JenniferZellup@yahoo.com if you would like to talk more about Comfort Zone. I'd love for you to go to my page, Jen Zellup. I'd love to hear about what you've done to expand your comfort zone. If you put in your ideas, they can be great inspiration for others to see what other people are doing. It's just that, you know, I love when we can share ideas with each other. And you can visit JenniferZellup.com and you can check out, we have a Thrive program and we have Fuel for the Flesh coaching, which has been amazing and so excited about and kind of where I'm going for the future. So it has been a pure pleasure. And again, I would love to hear about your success in breaking out of your comfort zone. So please join us next week. And this is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.